Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, Rob Center. Couldn't be fabulouser, so we appreciate his help and hard work. We're still getting texts and emails from Matt Catrillo, our news director, making sure everything's running okay today, and he's not even working today. So we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Victoria Rosencrantz of Sunbury, member of the Sunbury Rotary Club. She is helping with the Flags for Heroes initiative that's part of the Rotary Club. What is your title within the Rotary Club, Victoria?
Currently, I am the vice president, and I am the president-elect, so I will take over at the beginning of July as president of the Rotary Club. That'll be my second time as president.
You're going to be
in my 12-year tenure.
You're going to be elevated. So, wow, good for you. Well, congratulations, and thanks for all that work. I'm so glad to see that so many great people in Sunbury are still part of the Sunbury Rotary Club. You know, you think of some civic clubs that evolve, and maybe the Rotary Club doesn't have as many members as it used to, but still dozens and dozens and dozens of people are part of it, and it's still a very active club. And that takes us to the Flags for Heroes initiative. So tell us about that. What exactly is that?
Well, Flags for Heroes is an event that different Rotary clubs have been doing throughout the country, and we decided this year that we thought during this pandemic that it would be a great time to honor our heroes. So this event will kick off Memorial Day weekend and run until the following Saturday. And basically, we're looking for individual sponsors and corporate sponsors that will sponsor these flags, and it could be for a fire, police, EMS, a doctor, healthcare worker, frontline worker, or just anyone that you consider an everyday hero. These flags will be on display at Merle Phillips Park on Front Street in Sunbury, and they have a medallion that will be placed on the flag with the sponsor's name and a little bio on the back of who they are in their picture. So families can come out and take a picture of the flag and show off that, you know, they were a sponsor or whatever. We just thought this would be a great project to honor everyone in this time and hopefully bring folks together and honor those.
Well, yeah, and you've seen comparable displays. So when this is set up, it sort of give me some idea of the real spectacle that it is. It's quite a great, it's almost an emotional opportunity to see the flags when they're up.
Absolutely, yeah. We're hoping to, our goal is to have at least 100 flags this year. We would absolutely love to go above that goal. These flags will be lit as well, so we'll have lighting on these flags, so even at night the flags will be seen. And that's exactly what we're hoping for, is to honor those who have served and honor those that are serving, and to just really show our patriotism in the Valley. And we're hoping folks will participate.
Well, there's a sentence you don't hear every day. We're going to add lighting to the Front Street Park or the Merle Phillips Memorial Park that's there. It's already pretty well lit. Tell us about some of the other work of the Rotary Club and some of the other patriotic things that we know that are going on around here.
Well, this morning, actually, we are at 9:30. I'll be on the bridge with our president, Sean Walshall Works, and Norm Koch, who does a wonderful job of replacing the flags on Veterans Memorial Bridge and also on the Thomas Edison Bridge. We'll be doing that starting at 9:30 this morning, and we're hoping to be done by noon. So just a heads up that there will be some traffic patterns affected this morning for a little while, but out on social media over the weekend, the hot topic was the flags, and we do understand they looked a little tattered, but we changed them out twice a year. We had a rough winter. And it takes coordination between us and the Department of Public Works and the City Police Department and PennDOT. So we appreciate everyone's patience with that. So we're excited to do that. We've had several sponsors step up, and then people can sponsor those flags on the bridge as well. And our this year, our grant money that we used back into the community, we did the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And we did that in coordination with the Degenstein Library. They helped coordinate that and hook us up with 100 Shikellamy students. and those students will receive a book a month for a year to promote literacy in our valley.
And is the Heroes sponsor, Flags for Heroes, is that a fundraiser also, or is that sort of lateral in terms of the money that comes in and is used?
It is a fundraiser, yes, and all of those funds do go back into the Sunbury, Northumberland area. That's something when people think Sunbury Rotary, they don't think that Norrie is involved, but we do. Our Rotary covers Sunbury and Northumberland. So, yes, so those funds go right back into our community, and we haven't decided which project that'll be on yet, but I'm sure it will be a positive one and an important one.
We're talking to Victoria Rosenkranz. We're not doing any promotion related to politics here, but in the spring primary that's coming up May 18th, a resourceful person might find her name on a ballot, so we invite them to check out that opportunity to place a check there. Also active, we've seen you making sure that Santa gets portrayed inside Santa's Cottage in Sunbury, so we know you're a part of that whole activity, so we know that that's happening. You are one of the folks that are really, really bullish on Sunbury, say this town is up and coming, and you know, if a lot of folks did the kind of work that the dozens of volunteers are doing in town, the town would be even better. Give us some sort of a sense of this optimism that you feel pulling for Sunbury and helping make sure that it's that you're doing your part to help out the city.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I sit on several committees throughout Sunbury and different organizations, and one of the new committees that has come out under SRI, under the direction of Jody Ocker, is Think Sunbury, and it's a committee that's working really hard. We've been doing planning, looking at what is our image for Sunbury, how can we change that, how can we get folks involved in the community, volunteer opportunities. So we've been having strategic planning meetings. We have another one Friday. We're spending, you know, this will be our second time spending about 5 hours really looking at all the pieces and parts and how can we, what needs improved and how can we do that, and really writing some, you know, SMART goals. And so we have such a wonderful city, and we have so many things, you know, the river, the amphitheater, we've got, you know, it's walkable, you know, we need to get our downtown thriving again. And, you know, we've been out talking to businesses and business owners and what are, you know, what are they looking at? What would they like to see? So, you know, we really need to change the mindset. We have to think about, you know, so many people say like, oh, I wish Sunbury is what it used to be. Well, that's great. And it was hustle and it was bustle, but let's look at the future and what can Sunbury be? And that's what we're trying to promote in the city, and I'm trying to promote as well. You know, we're gearing up for our 250th anniversary in 2022. So we have a committee formed, and I'm part of that. And we're really excited about that, and hopefully that will help, you know, bring some pride back in Sunbury, and we're going to have different historic, you know, setups and stuff so, you know, younger folks can come out and learn about, you know, the history of Sunbury. We, you know, I always say, you know, every town or borough has so much history that when you live there, you just don't really, you don't, our kids are, you know, we just don't learn about it. So I that's unfortunate. But so hopefully we can get folks out into the city, and we're going to have events all throughout from, you know, south to north in the city, and hopefully we can educate people on Sunbury and motivate them and get the mindset change.
Please make a pitch for folks to support Flags for Heroes.
Absolutely. So you can go to Rotary, SunburyRotary.com, and there's a, you can click on Flags for Heroes, and there's different ways to sponsor. So you can be under the proud sponsor, that would be like a citizen, and that starts at $50, and you get, the flag is leased, so people understand that you don't get to keep the flag, that's leased, because what we do is we use them over and over again. So, but you do get the medallion, and then you do get listed in the daily items. So there's different levels for each one, for regular citizen and then for the corporate. So as you go up in those levels, you get added things and more flags that you can sponsor. So like I'm sponsoring, you know, I'm going to, you know, do a higher sponsor. So, and then you can get creative. So, you know, say you want to do Friends of the Rotary for $150, that's four flags lease. And what I'm doing is I'm looking in the community of who I think is a hero. And those are the folks that I'm going to be sponsoring on my four flags. So you can get creative with that. We do have a corporate sponsor, and they're looking at doing the same thing, you know, honoring people within their company, but then looking out in the community at who are our heroes in the community, and let's honor them. So SunburyRotary.com will give you more information. You can sign up on there, pay right there on the website, and then somebody will contact you to get all the information on your hero.
All right, and the telephone number is 570-975-5951. That's 570-975-5951. Thank you so much for all you're doing, Victoria. Good luck in the months ahead, and be careful on this morning on the bridge.
Yes.
And thanks for all you're doing. Appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
That is
Have a good day.
You too. Victoria Rosenkranz is a vice president and soon to be president of Sunbury Rotary Club, helping to coordinate the Flags for Heroes initiative. And that is a fundraiser, again, sunburyrotary.com, or you can call the telephone number 570-975-5951.